أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن تخفوا ما في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلمه الله. We are still in the beginning of this chapter of Ikhlas, which is the first chapter of this kitab too. And the previous ayat that we read of the Quran Sharif with regard to intention and niyat was with regard to particularly Qurbani, but generally everything is included in there, that Allah Ta'ala does not want the blood or the meat of the animal, but Allah wants your taqwa. And Mufassirin have written here by taqwa means your true intention solely for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So that is what is required. And just a reminder for ourselves, with the Qurbani just on hand, we must not make it an entertainment, must not make it a show where it is videoed, etc. Photos are taken, and then if our intention is just some entertainment or some social get-together or something, then we will lose all that sawab. We will be spending so much money and we will lose that sawab if our intention is not solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So we should do it with the niyat that we only want to please Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala in this ayat al-kareema says, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ. Say, whatever you hide, or تُبْدُوهُ, or you reveal it, يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Ya'lamhu Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows it properly. That is, whatever you do and what is hidden in your heart, Allah Ta'ala knows. Whether you make that known or you keep it secret, but Allah knows exactly why you are doing that. We have all come for namaz. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. But our intention is most important. Allah knows what our intention is. And as it comes in other riwayat, that Allah does not look so much at the action, but more at the intention. The intention must be correct. For what are we doing all this? Whatever a person does, he should keep in mind all the time that Allah knows perfectly what my niyat is. Nobody else might know it. Not our wives know why we are doing something. Not our children know why we are doing something. Allah knows it, and Allah knows that intention more better than we ourselves know. Many times we might take a walk somewhere and we feel, I'm just going for a walk. But there is a hidden intention in that walk, and Allah knows what that intention. We might even fool ourselves that I'm just going for a walk, or I'm just sitting down here, or whatever it might be. But Allah Ta'ala knows the intention. And Allah deals with every person according to his intention. And for some time, if Allah gives us respite, we should not be fooled by that also and think that everything is going very well because my life is going smoothly, everything is going well. And it happens for many of us, when we get some knock in our life, then we come to our consciousness. And then we wonder. And then also, unfortunately, many of us are such that we wonder, what wrong have I done? As though I was doing everything right till now. Some of us feel all the time, I'm doing nothing wrong. But there is so much of wrong within us. And the main thing is the starting point. And as many compilers of hadith started the kitabs with the intention, so that our intention can be correct. So yeah, in this ayat also, Allah reminds us and warns us that whatever you do, Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly well why you are doing it. And niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a mu'min is more better than his amal also. So our niyat has to be correct, and perhaps we don't even pay any attention to this, that we have to correct our intentions. Perhaps from the time we started learning, even in our maktab, we did not come across a chapter about intention. Perhaps we learnt about the faraid of wudu, everything about namaz, how to make, what breaks our namaz, what does not break our namaz. But perhaps we did not learn, we did not take out time to learn about intention, and that is the most important thing. Without intention, it is like putting up a building without a foundation. It might stand for a day or two, a week or two, But just one little wind will come and that whole huge building will crumble. So just like that, if our niyat is not good and we are building everything on it without the intention, then it will be like a building without a foundation. So may Allah give us all tawfiq to understand the importance of niyat, work on it. And on the other hand, niyat is that thing. If we do it correctly, then a small amal goes very, very high. And a very small amal, which might be in our eyes insignificant, it might be just a mustahab, it might be just a nafil, but we did it sincerely for Allah's pleasure, that will be also enough in the court of Allah to give us our jannat and save us from our doom and misery of Jahannam. So niyat is that important thing that we have to make correctly, and after that our action must also be correct. May Allah give us all tawfiq.